Thank you for tuning in to the Kingdom Over Castle podcast, where we seek to unite God's people in Northern Nevada in order to see lives changed and lives saved. We have a great opportunity right now to make a difference in our communities, but it's going to take all of us. It's important that every Jesus follower is fully committed to a local church body while also celebrating and supporting fellow evangelical church bodies in the area. In the Kingdom Over Castle podcast, we celebrate what God is doing in our area and seek to inform God's people of opportunities to make a difference for Christ here and now in Northern Nevada.
We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom.
You are listening to the Kingdom Over Castle podcast, and I am your host, Derek Carpenter. The goal of this podcast is to inform, encourage, and unite Jesus followers and evangelical churches in Northern Nevada. Our primary focus this season is on the Carson City and the greater Carson Valley area. If you live in or care about the people in Northern Nevada, this podcast is for you. God is doing something new and unique in our area right now. And I'm not just saying that. There is something actually happening that is different, I believe, than has happened in the past. And if you are willing to truly follow Jesus, then get ready for an exciting adventure. You know, we live in a great place here, Carson City, Gardnerville, Minden, Dayton, this whole area, South Lake Tahoe, Incline Village. We live in a great place with many great people. At the same time, we are surrounded by people suffering. People in need, and most importantly, people that are spiritually lost. Those of us who are Bible-believing followers of Jesus know that the ultimate answer to everyone's greatest need is Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ is not just pragmatic. It's not just that he helps people have a better life. He's true. He is the one true Son of God who died on the cross and rose from the dead, and he is the answer. And guess who God has chosen to send as his representatives to serve the hurting and to bring the good news of Jesus to the lost? His people. God primarily has chosen to work through his people, not around them. I think this is maybe eye-opening for some Christians, that God most often, 99.9%, works through his people. He rarely appears to somebody, gives a vision to a non-believer, something like that. He primarily sends his people to make a difference in the person he wants to reach that doesn't know him yet. You know, God has a plan to reach the lost. He has a plan to bring healing and reconciliation. He has a plan to restore people with eternally valuable souls back to him. And guess what? We are God's plan A, and there is no plan B. Have you ever thought about that? That you, if you are a Jesus follower, you are God's plan A to do what he wants to do in this world. And he doesn't have a plan B. There's no backup plan. So with that in mind, what is the state of God's kingdom in Northern Nevada? Now, by God's kingdom, and remember, this podcast is called Kingdom Over Castle. But by God's kingdom, I'm referring to God's people living in surrender to Jesus as Lord, enjoying the benefits of life in Christ, which are many, and being used by God as he wants to impact our communities. The kingdom of God does not refer to one church, but to every evangelical church. Every church is part of the church, I would say capital C church, and that would be God's kingdom. So thinking about our area, Northern Nevada, what percentage of people living in Northern Nevada are part of God's kingdom? People who believe Jesus is the Son of God, who came in the flesh, died on the cross for our sins, and rose bodily from the dead, victorious over sin and death. And we are saved only by faith in Jesus, not by works, not by doing anything good, but by faith in what Jesus did on the cross. And this leads to a changed life. It leads to a person who is saved and then who engages with fellow believers and engages with a local church. Now, before we look at Northern Nevada stats, I want to give some context of other states, other areas of, you know, what percentage of people are real sold out Jesus followers. The state of Georgia would claim 64% are committed Jesus followers. How about North Carolina? North Carolina, 77% would claim to be Christian. 39% attend church regularly. Now, we have to be honest, in our society, North America, there are many who are going to claim the name of Christian who really are not. They claim it because of whatever reason, their family was Christian or whatever it is. But evidence really is one evidence, not the only, but is plugging into a local church, being part of that body where you give, you serve, you worship. So attending church is a big sign, actually. West Virginia, how about this one? 78% claim to be Christian. 46% attend church weekly. I want you to hear that number. 46% attend church weekly. That's West Virginia. What do you think Northern Nevada is? We're not there yet. How about China? What percentage of communist China, where being a Christian is pretty much illegal, what percentage of China is Christian? And I'm not talking by name, because there it's no good to be Christian in name only. There's no benefit, but are real Jesus followers. The best estimates are right around 5%. Which is impressive for a place like China. All right, Northern Nevada, what would you think our percentage of committed Jesus followers are? All studies are pretty close, pretty much agree, right around 5%, meaning we are the same, really close to China. That's a big deal. Now, we could lament that stat, or we could see it as a great opportunity to see God's kingdom grow. You may have heard of the shoe company who sent a salesman to India. And the salesman calls the home office. He says, "There is no market here. No one wears shoes." Well, he goes home, and later they send another rep who calls the home office. "Oh my goodness, what an opportunity. No one here wears shoes." It's just a perspective difference. You know, in Northern Nevada, there are high levels of addiction to alcohol, drugs, gambling, meth, etc. There's a high percentage of broken and dysfunctional families. Guess what? God sees and God cares. God sees what's happening in our area. He loves the people here. He knows what's happening, and God has chosen to work through his people, not around them. Again, we are God's plan A, and there is no plan B. Now, before we put too much pressure on ourselves, let's remember what Jesus said in Matthew 16:18. Jesus said this. He says, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail." He says, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail." Now, that church there would be a capital C church. That would be his kingdom, all those who belong to him. This is not just one church or one denomination even. But Jesus says, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail." Meaning Jesus is going to do the heavy lifting of building his church, of growing his kingdom. He desires it. You know, a lot of times I think church growth is about the church, about marketing and whatever. But really, God is the one doing the work. He's the one that wants to see people saved. But notice something else in Matthew 16:18, where he says, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail." He refers to gates. The gates of hell, what are gates used for? Gates are used for defense. They're locked to keep something out. Jesus has a plan to break down gates in order to rescue those on the other side, held captive by sin and death. So this is not sit in a circle and sing kumbaya Christianity. This is exciting, adventurous, even dangerous, a dangerous movement as God uses us to go through those gates and see lives change. This is not easy. This is not peaceful for us. This is, I'll be honest, this is tough. We will encounter opposition because there is an enemy that wants to prevent people from being saved. So this podcast, this is the intro to this new podcast, Kingdom Over Castle, focusing on Northern Nevada. Why the title Kingdom Over Castle? Well, the kingdom, as we said, is all God's people, where God is king and God is at work. Now, what's the castle? The castle refers to individual churches. So I hope that you are fully committed to a local church, and we will call that the castle. Now, in Northern Nevada, there are many good churches that are part of the kingdom, but no one church is the end-all be-all of God's kingdom. In the Kingdom Over Castle podcast, we seek to unite the local churches with a common ambition of expanding God's kingdom, bringing life to the dying and healing to the hurting. Now, listen, I hope that you are an active participant with a local church. And I hope that that church is like family to you. I hope you love it there. You worship there. You give. You serve. Our goal with this podcast and the website that goes along with it, our goal is not to become one big church or to celebrate one over another. But the goal really is to see every church grow in salvations, and grow in impact. And I would say grow also in life change. If people are just being saved but not learning how to find life in Jesus, I'm not sure they're really saved or we're doing our job. We can call that discipleship. But we want to see every church grow in salvations and in discipleship and on community impact. Now, we do not need to get a lower view of our own church. You know, you may be listening and may get protective over your church. And if so, that might be a good thing, actually. We don't need to get a lower view of our own church, but we may need to get a larger view of God's kingdom and a healthier appreciation of fellow evangelical churches. You know, there's a tendency when we get committed to a church to really focus on that church and create walls between other churches, or think they're not good enough, they're not as good as we are, or whatever it is. And I dealt with this years ago, and I remember as I was pastoring a church in Carson City, and I would drive on Sunday morning, and I would pass a couple churches going to the church that I was serving at, and I started just praying for those churches as I passed, knowing they were going to have services that morning, and I just started praying that God would bless them, that he would bring many people who need to hear the gospel. And honestly, my heart changed toward those churches without ever even meeting anybody in those churches or any leaders. My heart changed to desire their success, to desire what God might do through them. Could it be that one of God's plans to grow his kingdom in Northern Nevada is by uniting his people? I think so. I told you at the beginning, God is up to something, and it is something new in our area. If you've been here long, you know that's true. God is doing something unique, I think, by uniting his people. Again, not to get a lower view of their own church, but to get a bigger view of the kingdom and maybe an appreciation of fellow churches. In John 13, 35, Jesus says, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Now, I think a lot of times we apply that to the one another's in our church. But what if this verse includes all the believers, all the disciples in all the churches? I think it does. Do the non-believers in our area, that is Northern Nevada, specifically right now, Carson City, Carson Valley area, do the non-believers, if they were to get to know us, would they see animosity between churches and Christians, or would they see unity and love? Ephesians 4:3, Paul tells us, "Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace." Again, a lot of times we apply this to our church, but what if this is maybe for the entire kingdom, for fellow churches? You know, back when these were written, there was pretty much one church in each town. Well, now we can have dozens of churches in the town, which there are some great things about that. Churches are different, and that can be very, very good. But yet we need to be united in spirit. It doesn't mean we have to have worship services together necessarily. It doesn't mean we want to go to all the other churches, but we can be united in the spirit, meaning we share a bond. We know that we belong to Christ. We have the same Lord, and we have the same mission. That mission is to make disciples of all nations. That mission is to seek and save the lost, which again, God is going to do the heavy lifting in all that. So with this in mind, this Kingdom Over Castle, this is the intro podcast. I hope that you listen to this and it inspires you to keep listening. But we want to do three things in this podcast. We're very specific. The first thing that we want to do in the Kingdom Over Castle podcast is inform Jesus followers about what God is doing in Northern Nevada. You know, when we are involved in our church, we know what our church is doing. Well, we know what we're involved with, all those things. But what if we had a bigger view? What is God doing in all the other churches? Because there's some churches involved in something your church is not. And that's okay. We can't be involved in everything. But then we know what God is up to, what God is doing. So there's going to be interviews with those involved in kingdom work that every believer should know about. For example, did you know there is a new Christian school in Carson City? Well, that interview is coming. Watch for that one. Now, number two, what else do we want to do? We want to celebrate what God is doing. We want to keep a running count of salvations and baptisms in our area. Now, this means we're going to need to receive updates regularly from every church so that number can stay up to date. Now, this number can be shared in your church as an encouragement that God is at work in the area. And if there's another big win for God's kingdom in our area, we want to share that so that we can all celebrate together. I'm blessed to have some pastors in our area that when they have baptisms, they text me and they tell me so that when I go to the church I serve at, I can share that and the people I serve with get to celebrate. They get to pray for those and just enjoy what God is doing. And it really does kind of break down the walls between churches. Again, your church is great. We should love the church that we're in, but we can still celebrate what God is doing in other churches. All right, so number three. The third thing we want to do in this podcast is to inform God's people of opportunities to serve and make a difference in the community. You know, there are some pretty good organizations that you can partner with, you can serve with, that have great impact and might have greater impact if you partner with them. There may be new opportunities that come up that you and your church should be aware of. For example, do you know that the foster system in rural Nevada, which includes Carson City and the Carson Valley and surrounding areas, is in dire straits? Do you know that sometimes kids are ending up in hotel rooms or spending the night in an office because there are no available foster homes? Well, there you go. That interview is also coming because we want to inform God's people of opportunities to serve and make a difference in the community. And if there was a fourth thing that we want to do in this podcast, it's this: inform God's people of the resources available. The resources around, whether that be counselors, therapists, other things that you can tap into. Not every church can do everything, and that's okay. But yet, God might have resources for you and for your family that you should be aware of. We want to help you know about those. So the goal of this podcast is not to serve the needs of one or two churches. This is not an end-around promotion of just one church. The goal for this podcast is to unite all the churches, praying that every church will grow in salvations, stories of life change, attendance, and impact. You know, as I wrap up this intro first episode, I want to share how this came about. I am a pastor of one of the churches in Carson City. I am a pastor at one of the churches in Carson City. The church I serve at really is committed to expanding God's kingdom. We want to see more people reached with the gospel. We see the need in our area, and we take it very seriously. And we expect God to do something about it because he loves the people in our area. With this in mind, we were moving forward with plans to plant a church in another area of our community. We're committed to kingdom expansion and church planting and things of that nature. And God clearly let us know that that was not his plan for us at the moment. So we asked the question, well, then how can we best see God make a difference in the Carson City, Carson Valley, and surrounding areas? Because if we're not going to be planting another church or a campus, we still want to see the kingdom grow. What's the best way? And because of conversations with other church leaders in the area, an idea took shape. Because there are quite a few churches in our area that have the capacity to grow and the ability to reach more people. Some need help in certain areas or whatever it is, but there's a lot of potential. So instead of planting a church, we thought, what if every other church grew, as well as ours, hopefully, but grew in its impact? Now, we are still in favor of new churches being planted in our area. We think that would be a great idea. And there's a lot of potential for that here in our valley, but there's also a lot of potential here within the churches that already exist. I really hope that you share our dream to see God's kingdom grow in our area, lives change and impacted, and maybe that percentage, that 5%, change dramatically. That would be amazing. But in order for the Kingdom Over Castle podcast and website to be part of that, we need your help. Again, this is just one tool in God's arsenal. God is already using the church that you're part of. God is already using you, I expect and I hope. And this is just another tool. But for this to work, we need your help. We need to know what God is doing at your church. We need your church to be on the website. If your church is an evangelical church, you believe that salvation is in Jesus alone, on his faith and his death and resurrection alone, we need you to be part of the website. We want to put you on there. You know things that are happening around you. You know needs that other people ought to hear about. We want to know about those needs. You may have celebrations, things God is doing that others can hear and clap or pray for. We need to know about these. All these can happen by going to our website, www.kingdomovercastlenv.com. Fill out that contact form. And we really do want to create an ongoing communication so that we hear what God is doing. Opportunities arise. Again, if we want to be aware of these things, it's going to be you letting us know so we can put it on this website and on the podcast so that all the other churches can hear about it. Without your involvement, you're just going to hear one talking head going blah, 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 and that's worthless. We need your help. And so we look forward to the interviews to come. We look forward to you getting involved, and we want your input on even ideas for episodes, things that you want to hear about or things that you want others to hear about. Again, please let us know. This really is a collaborative effort for God's kingdom in our area. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next time for something exciting that you need to know about.
Church, we pray, revive this earth.